Fred was born in Oxfordshire around 18. His father was born in Ormondby, in Yorkshire. He was a miner. They both were miners. But the family came to Pennsylvania somewhere before 1890. We were working in the coal fields in Pennsylvania. And Fred lost a brother at the age of 21 there. Mine actually.
So that Fred is that Bessie's father?
Yeah.
Okay. And was there anyone besides, like, I have a map that says A.J.
Oh, that'd be Albert, I guess.
That for us?
Could be Albert. That was Fred's brother, younger brother.
Well, that's his brother.
Yeah. Oh, well, I think so. A.J. is kind of hard to just initial. But he did have a brother, Albert, and Albert died much later, I believe, and he died single.
So Albert was Bessie's uncle, right?
Yeah. Now, if that's the same, there's another family of Suttons. In fact, there's quite a well-known family in Pitt Meadows, Suttons. They were Reeves, and I think they were a very large family. So, I mean, Sutton's not a rare name.
No, but these people were all related, according to some neighbors.
Okay.
There was three names on the map, on the 1920s map. A.J. was one.
The Albert. Where was it? This was on what road?
This is on County Line Road, or Township Road. Pardon me, Town Line.
I thought they were on Brown Road, but they, and also they were up on the mountain too, the Two Minutes Mountain.
Were they? This J E H or W H? Oh, pardon me, I'm saying things here. It's W G. A Sutton, and then AJ and JW.
Oh. And they were men, all men, I suppose. So.
Not necessarily.
So see, Fred's oldest brother was George, and he went to California. And he built a house.
That's a brother of Fred's too.
That's the eldest brother. Actually, George is the one that brought the family out to BC from Pennsylvania. I think his dad, William, was ill with lung disease from the mine, and I think he got this place on Hornby Island so his dad could sort of live out his life in sort of some degree of comfort, I guess. And they worked in the Nanaimo and Cumberland, the rest of the family. There was George was the eldest. I think Samuel is the second son. He was hurt in the mining accident in 1902, I believe it was, and so was Fred. But not badly.
So those were the three brothers?
See, there was George, Samuel, he returned to England, died in the First World War, and one son died in the Second World War. He had three daughters. Now the next son was Fred, I believe, and then Albert was the youngest. And there were several daughters.
And they all lived at Portsmouth? Aldergrove?
Well, in that area, I just can't say exactly where, but it's in the, they were in Langley, or is it Matsqueen?
They were in
Langley, but they at some point they went either to Langley or from Langley to Sumas Home.
Well, they did.
Yeah, at some point.
They were there in the 20s.
Yeah, I think so. They sold out on Hornby Island around 1910, I believe. And then they went to Saskatchewan. Two or three of Fred's kids were born in Moose Jaw, in that area. And then they came back to BC again. And I think they settled in Langley. It would be around that time, 1919, 20, somewhere.
None of them came before 1920.
It's hard to say, because you, sometimes one will come back and get things going, and then the rest will follow. But,
right,
you know,
right,
so
right.
I don't think they always move at one time.
No, that's just true. They were related to the Haynes somehow.
Yeah, Forrest Haynes? Forrest Sutton was was Fred's sister, and he and she married a Haynes.
She married.
That's a tragedy. She had one son who went to work for his aunt and was killed. You know, they were pulling logs with horses.
Yes.
And a log came off the pine. This was on the bank of the ground.
Oh, on the bank of the ground.
Yeah. I can't remember his first name. She just died. That was Florence.
Mm-hmm.
And she was either 99 or 100. Oh. And she's buried in the cemetery there, too.
Yes. Actually, I have a record of the burials. We have Nina.
That was my grandmother.
So that's Bessie's mother?
Bessie's mother, yeah.
And how was she related to Frederick?
She married Frederick.
Well, that's Frederick's wife.
Nina Heatherville. That's her on the, this is her. This is the prettiest one in the bunch for me. Died when he was in childbirth. She was only born in 1885 on Hornby Island. 86. And she died in 1924, I think. Well, you must have given up the date there.
I've got the date of, I didn't realize she was Frederick's wife.
Yeah.
Okay. I had an Emily.
Emily, that was my great-grandmother, Emily Munt. That was William's widow. That was Fred's mother.
Oh, okay. So, and she was here in Alder Grove also?
She's buried there.
Emily was lived there.
And her maiden name was Munt, M-U-N-T. And they were from Oxford. She was born in Oxford. 1856, I think. 21st of February.
What was her husband's name?
William Sutton. They were married in Oxford. Well, actually, she was born in Wheatley, which is about 9 miles. So the months have been there for almost since the time of William Cooper. It was originally D Mount.
You're not quite certain when they came to Alder Grove, then?
Well, I know that Emily, Bessie's younger sister, was born in Moose Jaw, and one of the boys, either George or Bill. That would be W. Yeah, that would be the one who probably have missions for. Bill would be William, that's a W. And his brother was...
Where does he fit?
Well, he's Fred's son. He was killed in the Second World War in Italy. What was his? Yeah, I guess that would be what he'd be, William James. Because his father was Frederick James.
And then there was a Caroline? Caroline was McFarlane.
And there was a couple. Caroline married a McFarlane.
Oh, is that, that's a sister of Frederick's?
Yep.
And a Florence? Florence is Haynes?
Yep.
Emily never married?
No.
But that's...
There's two Emilys. Like, there's Emily the daughter and Emily the mother.
Oh, just a minute. Emily, there's...
William Sutton, Fred's father.
Right.
And Emily Munt was Fred's mother. But Fred also had a sister, Emily. And she didn't marry. There's quite a number of
them.
And
then he had a daughter, Emily, and a sister, Mary. So there's three Emilys?
Two. Oh, three. You're right. Yeah, I was forgetting about Aunt Emily. Yeah.
Aunt Emily never married.
Oh, yeah, she did. My aunt. Not,
you're
Fred,
aunt,
not Fred's sister.
Sister. Okay, I got that. And George never married.
George never married.
But the
he left a bit of an estate when he died.
There?
In California.
Okay. Oh.
This is... There you have a plan here.
$12,000.
Well, and they figure there's 20. And they're all descended from two brothers that came in the 1600s. So, you know, I really don't have...
You're a little busy, aren't you?
Yeah. Died in the Hornby Island.
But the did George and Albert and all of them live there at one point? All of Frederick's family lived in Alderbrook at one point?
Yeah, they were a very tight family. Like, I think they had two different farms.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. The whole family lived, like, they stuck together, sort of, you know, like uncles and aunts. It was an extended family.
So what do you suppose AJ and JW would be then?
AJ and JW.
We have a George.
Well, Albert. It could be his brother. But who would JW be? Bessie would probably know this, but I think Bet, like, she's in her
80s. Yeah,
she seems quite. She was born in 1903.
Bessie,
so yeah, she's going to be.
Do you know the rest of the birthdays? Like,
well, I have a lot of them at home, and I'm going over there probably tomorrow.
Okay. Would you give us a copy of that?
Well, they're all on index cards.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to pull all the cards. And I've moved so many times in the last, I've lost my whole, like, I've all my ancestors on, not all, but all the ones I could find, on these larger index cards. And I was working on them when I was moving, and I stuck them in a box, and I haven't found them once. But I also collect them in groups of families, so I have like all the Suttons in one file.
Uh-huh.
But that's an abbreviated form there. I just don't have. Anyway.
I've got an Albert Sutton.
Yeah, Albert, that's Fred's youngest brother.
Who's in Elizabeth Ann?
Nope, that doesn't ring a bell at all.
Sutton.
Is, yeah.
I've got, that must be an empty 00, and then Emily buried in 1912.
What?
That's your mother?
That's
grandmother?
My great-grandmother.
Great-grandmother?
Emily Munt, that's Emily Munt.
You say Munt?
Yeah, M-U-N-T.
Munt.
Yeah.
So there was just one family that came there though, that Fred's family. That all you're aware of?
That came where?
To Alderbro.
Well, his mother and aunts and uncles. And
Fred's?
Children.
Or Frederick James? Or Frederick?
Yeah, Frederick
pardon
James.
Pardon me, William.
Oh, no, William, yeah.
Just William and Emily and their children.
Yeah, William and Emily and all the kids. That's
okay.
the only ones that
mm-hmm.
came to Canada. I know.
Okay. And they settled in Alderbro. You don't know when they came to Alderbro.
I don't know when they came to Olive Grove, but I know they came in May 1890 to Vancouver Island. That's when they came from Pennsylvania. They would have went across, I guess, by rail in those days. The rail was in the States.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure of this date.
That's not Aunt Emily. That's not
Bessie's
Aunt Emily that died
in 1912
and
might
be the mother.
I'm not positive. I think Aunt Emily would have died a little later than that. But it's not positive. But wouldn't you have two Emilys down there?
Yes, we have two Emilys, but we don't have the second one that's registered being buried.
Oh.
This is in the cemetery in Aberdeen.
Yeah. There's Albert.
Elizabeth,
so Elizabeth Ann was a baby. No, it doesn't say that they buried in 1964.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm sure he wasn't married.
Albert wasn't. Albert wasn't married?
No.
I've got George not married and Emily, but Albert wasn't either.
No. Charles. And they were married in, probably on Denman Island. The McFarlands came over from New Brunswick and 1870s anyway.
So they, so that Caroline and Charles would have come to Alderville together as married?
No, I don't think they ever lived in line. McFarland's, McFarland's went to Hawaii. You know, there's two of Charlie's, that would not be the ones to talk to. There's two sisters. My great, well, they're related to me twice because I'm related to the McFarlands and I'm also related to the Suttons.
Okay.
And there's two sisters live on 16th Avenue and just off of 32nd Road. 132nd, I guess, or 232nd. And their names, what's the name? She is one of them, just lost her husband.
Are they Haynes?
Haynes only had one son and he died at 16 or 18 years old in this accident. And then she lost her husband and she's lived alone. I guess she died at almost 99 or 100. And she must have lived alone 60 of those years. But she did stay with us, with a niece for a long time.
Do you know her son, her son's name?
I think it was Tom.
Did he die there?
Vancouver Brown, I believe. Working for his aunt and uncle. That was her first. That was Jenny. Jenny's married a person, I believe. She's married to a few times.
Did he die of a
stuff? What's he called? There's a beautiful, I don't know how it looks now, but it's he went down 132nd to number 16, is it 16th Avenue?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going south, you turn left, and it's about, I don't know, I've been there for a while, but it's either the fourth or fifth house along on the right, and it's, it must be 5 or 10 acres, I don't know, but the last time I was there, the gardens were just impeccable. The husband had kept fries and chickens and stuff, he was a workaholic, but the place was just a garden, and there's kind of a pool in the front there, like a flowering oak or something like that.
What was their name?
I'm trying to think of it. They were McFarlands, but their mother was Caroline Sutton, which was Fred's. They're Fred's nieces.
Oh. Oh, okay.
They're no Williams. I'm sorry. They're first cousins to Fred. God, it's hard to figure out because.
Oh, okay. So
Caroline married a man that was 40 years her junior, senior. Her father was 40 years from her senior.
This
and it kind of throws everything out of kilter as far as...
You're kidding.
No, let me think here.
So you don't know their names now? No, I
don't. There's a surname. It's Florence is the one whose house it is, and her eldest sister lives with her. And her name is Emily, too.
Still alive.
Emily, well, as far as I know, they were a couple of years ago, but I think she lost her husband. Was kind of stuck when this first name. I don't have anything here that would tie in together. It'll come to me. Anyway, where were we?
Okay, I don't know if I'm getting this all straight. So there were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in that family?
No, we're talking about Williams' family.
And we're talking about Williams' children, yeah.
Okay, I got George, Sam, Fred.
Oh, look at Sam.
Albert. Well, Fred went back before the First World War and he was killed.
And Fred was killed?
Yeah, and his only son was killed in the Second.
He died in 1915,
16, 17. I think he was at Eep or someplace. Well, he was in the British Army, so. Okay, there was George, Sam, Fred, Albert, Emily, Caroline. Who else was there? Another girl. Well, you know, this is, you know, it's going back a ways. Families were larger as rural families. Somebody else, who else was there? Oh, it was Florence.
Florence, yeah. Florence. So there's three girls.
It looks like it, yeah. Three girls and four boys.
That's four boys.
I think that's right.
Okay, so William was there, but he went off to the First World War.
Samuel
went off to the First World War. What about William? He did. I misunderstood that. No, pardon me. Frederick went off to the First World War.
Nope.
Samuel. Okay.
Fred's brother.
And he did. He was he married?
Yeah. He had a son and three daughters, I believe.
Who is he married to?
Well, I know I have it, but I just don't have it here.
But did Sam live at Alderville?
No, I think he left for Vancouver Island.
Okay, so
see, he would have left, because if they settled there in 1920, he was killed before that, so he couldn't settle.
Right, okay.
So it was... Frank James and his family, and Nina, were the ones that the main family members that stayed there at the time. Frederick, pardon me?
Yeah.
And Nina?
Yeah.
They stayed for a fair bit of time.
Yeah, I don't know just how long. I would have, somewhere in that area, like up the valley, they must have been there from around 1920 or before, up until... They must have died there, I guess. Because I know the girls, they married to get away from there, to get away from the farm, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see.
They were farmers. Did they have any special crops? Were they special farmers?
No, I don't know.
Just the main
name. Stump farmers, I guess.
Homesteading.
Yeah, same, sort of what they call it, because self-sufficiency, I suppose. I have no idea. This is something that Bessie would know, and the two out in the parlance.
We could figure out their last name.
Yeah, it'll come to me.
Because they're...
In fact,
they may be a good source.
Yeah, well, because they were, the oldest one was born in Hawaii before the turn of the century, Emily. And her sister was born, I think.
She's still on that farm?
No, they're living in, well, it's not a real farm, but yeah, the husband of her, or like her brother-in-law, he's just a workaholic, and when he retired from whatever he did, he bought this place and he raised prized chickens and they're great gardeners. I never, you know, this good stuff rubbed off on me. But it's just like 5 acres or something, maybe four, I don't know. It's just, it was a gem when he was living on it. I don't know what it is now. Let's see, what the heck was I asking? Doug? Oh, there's a road named after his family on Vancouver Island near Union Bay. Emily's a McKay. Florence. I don't know. I'll just have to. You come to me.
Okay.
Let's see.
Let's
see. Emily, is it be different? George. And
Is it still?
Was it?
William and Emily had 7 children.
Yep.
Okay. And Sam never even came there.
Yep, he was dead. And George left, he was in California.
He left, you think he would have come there?
No,
now?
No, I don't believe so. I mean, he might have bought some land. That might be the WG, he might have been William George. But I don't think he ever lived there. He was in California and went there fairly early. But then again, this is something I don't know because I never met any of these people. I just researched them.
And Bessie's your grandma?
No.
Oh,
Bessie's my aunt.
Bessie's your aunt. Oh, okay. Okay. But you're a Frederick's.
He's my grandfather.
Did Bessie live there for any length of time?
I don't think so, until she married in 1930. I wish her daughter Ruth was here, because she would have got you in. I don't know why, whether she just was reticent about, but she's a very quiet, sort of timid person almost.
Is she? Are there painful memories from that family that they don't want to?
Well, I don't think so.
Someone said something that, that could be the interesting thing to write about that for some reason.
Oh.
That's not necessarily.
I don't think Bessie would be. I know I had, when I was talking to Jenny, the door slammed and the tea was withdrawn. And there were telephone calls of all sorts of angry stuff.
That's Jenny.
Yeah, that's a half-sister to the others. She's the eldest. Nina had a child before she married Fred. So that means...
That cuts that out. Did Nina marry in Aldergrove? Did Frederick and Nina marry in
Aldergrove? No, they were married in 1902 in Cumberland. Around July 1902, I believe. No, September.
So they came there as a family unit already. Yeah. And Nina, what was it?
Nina Matilda Heatherbell.
H
E A T H E R.
Okay. So the main ones then would be the Emily lived there. Emily,
yeah.
Frederick's sister lived there.
Yeah.
And she worked on the farm?
Yeah, that was something. I'm not sure, but I think it was another girl too that didn't marry. Maybe it was an aunt. I'll bring the all the ones I have on the Suttons, cards I have on the Suttons, and I'll bring all of them when I come back.
Okay.
I should be back Friday. Friday or Friday.
Do we need to come back and see you about that? Do you want to mail a copy or whatever?
Yeah. Well, maybe you'll have what you have now worked out a little bit and then get together again, maybe.
Just like a little more of a story than just where you just simply the for the book.
Well, this is where meeting the others would.
That's right. If they would only give you the round on what happened.
Well, I'm sort of persona non grata. There was another skeleton in the closet, and I met the skeleton.
Oh, Dick.
And when I sort of didn't dismiss him, that put me on the outs with others. Oh, yeah. And then this fella, he just found out who whose parents were, one parent was, he never did find out the other one. And when he went up to see them, and I advised him not to, I said there are other ways you can sort of get to know people without telling them who you are. And then after you've established, you know, some sort of trust and stuff with them, then you can sort of, you know, innocently say, you know, strange that, you know, there's a similarity here of names in my background. And maybe then they would, but just to come up on the door with the daughter and some grandkids, and then the wrong one came to the door. George, the oldest, bought the farm on Hornby Island for his parents. Two of the boys, Fred and Sam, worked in the Cumberland Mines and both hurt in the mining disaster, and their mother, who had some nurses training, went over to care for them and for some of the other men who had been injured. Carolyn went to school in 1892 on Hornby, along with members of the Scott and Ford family. She later married George McFarland. Well, she didn't marry George, she married Charlie McFarland.
Charlie.
Ha 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 ha. There we go. they raised a large family. Members of her family are still living. May, Mrs. E. McKay at Buckley Bay. Well, now she's the one on 16th Avenue. Elsie Watson. She's now in Nanaimo. Fred at Union Bay, he died. Ned in Victoria, I think he's in a apartment. No, Jim in Nanaimo, he died. And Florence, Mrs. Doug Emerton.
Emerton?
Yes, she's the one on, the house will be in her name, or I'll give you the address or find out where it's up in the phone book.
I can look it up too.
George Sutton moved to Vancouver, he was a carpenter and a builder. But yeah, he went to California. He might have started in Vancouver. The youngest son, Albert, married a heather builder. Well, that's wrong. It was Fred. And went to live in New Zealand. It was Nina's father and brothers. And, well, the whole family except Nina was to Tasmania.
Oh.
Four brothers and a sister. And one brother, Percy, was killed in the First World War. And like her father, George Heatherbell, he was a real go-getter. Like, I mean, I don't know what he came out here with. It couldn't have been an awful lot, but within a few years he bought a couple hundred acres on Hornby Island, the nicest farm on Hornby Island. Maplehurst, it was called. If you were to take the ferry from Denver, it would be the one you could see from the ferry. And anyway, Nina married him too. His wife, my great-grandmother, died in 4 of appendicitis. And he sort of just, I don't know, he sold the place anyway. He bought a place at Glen Lee you know where are you familiar with Victoria, Esquimalt?
I did.
You know where Royal Roads is? It's just past Victoria?
Oh.
And there's a lagoon in there that's
mm-hmm.
almost
mm-hmm.
completely surrounded by land.
Yes.
Well, he bought, I think it was called Glen Lee, he bought the farm, all that land on the lagoon.
Oh.
And his brother helped build, he was a stonemason, and he and my great uncles worked on building Royal Roads, which was Dunsmuir's home at that time.
Mm-hmm.
There's a write-up in the paper about William Heatherbell. He died Victorian stonemason, it mentioned some of it.
But none of the Heatherbells came over other than Nina.
She stayed in B.C. The rest left. Well, he went to Glen Lee in Esquimalt. And in 1911, he had that subdivision drawn up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he sold out. And you know, all the time he's acquiring more and more. And he went to New Zealand, or to Tasmania, and bought a huge orchard. Like, he was an orchardist. He wrote for the government, worked for the provincial government in orcharding. Like, he would find elevations where orchards
uh-huh.
can grow in the northern latitudes that trees would grow and things like this.
Now we're talking Nina's father.
Yeah, that was George. He was the most ambitious of the family here.
Mm.
Anyway, during the war, the First World War, it was hard to get people to work, you know, because they're all overseas.
Mm-hmm.
And so his interest went into sort of decline because he had the income was dropping from the orchards.
Sure.
And then he invested fairly heavily in color photography at that time. And of course, it was just a little too soon.
Yeah.
This was still over in Victoria.
No, this was in Tasmania.
In Tasmania. Cool.
He left there in 1911 for Tasmania.
And
Nina estate. She's the only one that stayed.
They all went up to Aldergrove at that point.
Somewhere along that line, yeah. Like they moved quite a bit, and I know they had, like I've gone through the directors to follow them.
Mm-hmm.
And they lived in a place called Cedar Cottage in Vancouver for a short time. And I think that's when they, and then after that they went to Langley.
Uh-huh.
And they were there probably the longest time. And then they, some of them at least went to Sumas Mountain.
Was Heather Bell ever out in Aldergrove that you can...
No.
Because Aldergrove was considered the apple lands.
Yeah. Well, he started off on with his orchards on Whidbey Island.
On Whidbey Island.
I think they grew other things as well. I think they had cattle and maybe soft fruits and things.
Mm-hmm.
But they because the temperate climate next to the water there, they had their season was some weeks advanced from the valley.
Mm-hmm.
And they got the best prices because they'd rush the stuff by boat to Vancouver.
Sure.
But anyway, he and his family settled in Tasmania, but after the war they sort of went into decline economically. They just, the orchards weren't producing like they were. And then the two younger sons went to New Zealand, and then he followed later. He died in New Zealand in 1942. He was in the 92 years old.
Frederick stayed over in Aldergrove, and Nina was buried.
Yeah, she was buried in Aldergrove.
She was buried in Aldergrove, and then he just kind of stayed there with his young family.
Yeah, I have a picture of Frederick and Bill.
And Bill. Oh, okay. That's
Fred and the three of his children. The three younger, I guess.
Was that at Aldergrove?
Yep.
Do you have a picture where the whole family's on at all?
That's the closest thing I have.
The closest thing.
No, I don't know whether the others have. In fact, I was going to go and see Aunt Bessie to see if she has a picture of her grandmother, mm-hmm. like Fred's mother.
Yes.
Because that's one of the ones that I have missing.
Yes.
And because she died in. 30s or 40s, I think. I'm not positive.
Yeah.
So, and that's Beatrice and Roy Dean.
Mm-hmm. There are no relation to the other Deans in Aldergrove either. So.
No, I don't think so.
Especially that.
No, there's no one. The Roy's dad came here from Iowa around 1890 as well, and he came home.
And he lived in. New West,
yeah, at Ladner.
Ladner.
Roy was born in Ladner.
Uh-huh.
But in those days, New West was the center of the universe. This is Market Town, and
that's right.
Everybody came here. The Peace Electric brought people as far away from Chilliwack.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Friday was a big day.
Yes, I have all kinds of history
of that. There was something in here. I'm not sure if it's about the Suttons or the Grahams or. Yeah, this is what the Kennebell.
Oh.
Well.
Did you figure any more out?
Well, we've got Emerton's name anyway. That'll help.
Emerton?
Yeah, it's closer to home too. They might, if you stop there next.
Oh, yes, Emerton. Yes, I'll phone them. That's right.
So it'd be under Doug, but her name is Florence.
Is Doug still there?
No, I believe so. I heard somewhere along the line.
Okay, well, maybe we've got a little bit to get started. We won't have room to put too much in anyway, so at this point. Actually, our cutoff was September 15th, and someone came up with and said you can't leave the sentence out. You were a big family and they were in there, so... tried Bessie again, and she was reluctant to give me your name, so that's how you come to get in.
Yeah, well, my cousin or a double cousin, Ruth phoned me. And it sounded like we would meet at her place, because, I mean, she was there. You know, I wasn't, I've never been there. I, in fact, I only met two or three of the people that are, I never met Fred personally.
Oh, I see.
Like, I was adopted out at 17 months, so I never really knew these people.
Oh, I see. You said your mother's name was?
Well, I didn't say, but it was Beatrice.
Oh, it was Beatrice. Oh, we won't worry about that, but we will give you... I spelled your name wrong. Down on the...
Oh, how do you spell it?
I thought she said Dolling.
I-N-G. Dolling. D-A-H. L-I-N-G.
If you help me by getting more information here,
yep.
It'll be from information by Dolling.
Okay.
And what I will do is write this as I hear it on the tape, and you'll...
George, the oldest, bought the farm on Hornby Island for his parents. Two of the boys, Fred and Sam, worked in the public mines and both hurt in the mining disaster, and their mother, who had some nurses training, went over to care for them and for some of the other men who had been injured. Carolyn went to school in 1892 on Hornby, along with members of the Scott and Ford family. She later married George McFarland. Well, she didn't marry George, she married Charlie McFarland.
Charlie.
Ha 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 ha. There we go. They raised a large family. Members of her family are still living. May. This is E. McKay at Buckley Bay. Well, now she's the one on 16th Avenue. Elsie Watson. She's now in Nanaimo. Fred at Union Bay. He died. Ned in Victoria. I think he's in a apartment. No, Jim in Nanaimo. He died. And Florence, Mrs. Doug Emerton.
Emerton?
Yes. She's the one on... The house will be in her name.
I'll give you the address on her. I'll find out where the phone book.
George Sutton moved to Vancouver. He was a carpenter and a builder.
George.
But yeah, he went to California. He might have started in Vancouver. The youngest son, Albert, married a heather builder. Well, that's wrong. It was Fred. And went to live in New Zealand. It was Nina's father and brothers. And, well, the whole family except Nina was to Tasmania.
Oh.
Four brothers and a sister. And one brother, Percy, was killed in the First World War. And her father, George Heatherbell, he was a real go-getter. I don't know what he came out here with. It couldn't have been an awful lot, but within a few years he bought a couple hundred acres on Hornby Island, the nicest farm on Hornby Island. Maplehurst, it was called. If you were to take the ferry from Denver, it would be the one you could see from the ferry. And anyway, Nina married him too. His wife, my great grandmother, died in 4 of appendicitis. And he sort of he sold the place anyway. He bought a place at Glen Lee are you familiar with Victoria Squamo?
Okay.
Do you know where Royal Roads is? Just past Victoria?
Oh.
And there's a lagoon in there that's almost completely surrounded by land.
Yes.
Well, he bought, I think it was called Glen Lee, he bought the farm, all that land on the lagoon.
Oh.
And his brother helped build, he was a stonemason, and he and my great uncles worked on building Royal Roads, which was Dunsmuir's home at that time.
Mm-hmm.
There's a write-up in the paper about William Heatherbell. He died from Victorian stonemason, it mentioned some of them.
But none of the Heatherbells came over other than Nina. So.
She stayed in BC, the rest left. Well, he went to Glen Lee in Esquimalt, and in 1911 he had that subdivision drawn up,
mm-hmm.
and I think he sold out and all the time he's acquiring more and more, and he went to New Zealand, or to Tasmania, and bought a huge orchard. Like, he was an orchardist. He wrote for the government. did work for the provincial government in Orchard, and like he would find elevations where orchards can grow and the northern latitudes that trees would grow and things like this.
No, we're talking Nina's father.
Yeah, that was George. He was the most ambitious of the family here. Anyway, during the war, the First World War, it was hard to get people to work, you know, because they're all overseas.
Mm-hmm.
And so his interest went into sort of decline because he had no, the income was dropping from the orchards.
Sure.
And then he invested fairly heavily in color photography at that time. And of course, it was just a little too soon.
Yeah. This was still over in Victoria.
No, this was in Tasmania.
In Tasmania. Cool.
He left there in 1911 for Tasmania.
And
Nina stayed. She's the only one that stayed.
They all went out to Aldergrove at that point.
Somewhere along that line, yeah. Like they moved quite a bit, and I know they had. Like I've gone through the directories to follow them.
Mm-hmm.
And they lived in a place called Cedar Cottage in Vancouver for a short time. And I think that's when after that they went to Langley.
Uh-huh.
And they were there probably the longest time. And then some of them at least went to Sumas Mountain.
Was Annabelle ever out in Aldergrove that you can take?
No.
Because Aldergrove was considered the apple lands.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he started off with his orchards on Whidbey Island.
On Whidbey Island.
I think they grew other things as well. I think they had cattle and maybe soft fruits and things.
Mm-hmm.
But they because the temperate climate next to the water there, they had their season was some weeks advanced from the valley,
mm-hmm.
and they got the best prices because they'd rush the stuff by boat to that.
Sure.
But his family said. He and his family settled in Tasmania, but after the war they sort of went into decline economically. They just, the orchards weren't producing like they were. And then the two younger sons went to New Zealand, and then he followed later. He died in New Zealand in 1942. He was in the 90s, well, 92 years old.
So Frederick stayed over in Aldergrove and Nina was buried.
She was buried in Aldergrove.
She was buried in Aldergrove, and he just kind of stayed there with his young family.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a picture of Frederick. And Bill.
And Bill. Oh, okay, that's...
That's Fred and the three of his children. The three younger, I guess.
Was that at Aldergrove?
Yep.
Looks like... Do you have a picture where the whole family's on at all?
That's the closest thing I have.
That's the closest thing.
No, I don't know whether the others have. In fact, I was going to go and see Aunt Bessie to see if she has a picture of her grandmother, mm-hmm. like Fred's mother.
Yes.
Because that's one of the ones that I have missing.
Yes.
And because she died in the 30s or 40s, I think. I'm not positive.
Yeah.
So, and that's Beatrice. And
yeah.
Roy Dean.
Mm-hmm. And there are no relation to the other Deans in Aldergrove either, so.
No, I don't think so. No, there's no one. The Roy's dad came here from Iowa around 1890 as well, and he came home.
And he lived in New West, I guess.
Yeah, at Ladner.
Ladner.
Roy was born in Ladner.
Uh-huh.
But in those days, New West was this center of the universe this is market town, and
that's right.
Everybody came here. The Peace Electric brought people as far away from Chilliwack.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Friday was a big day.
Yes, I have all kinds of histories of that.
There was something in here, I'm not sure if it's about the Suttons or the Grahams or the this is what the Kennebell.
Oh.
Well,
did you figure any more out?
Well, we've got Emerton's name anyway. That'll help.
Emerton?
Yeah, it's closer to home too. They might, if you stop there next.
Yes, Emerton. Yes, I'll phone them. That's right.
So it'd be under Doug
But her name is Florence.
Is Doug still there?
No, I believe so. I'd heard somewhere along the line.
Okay. Well, maybe we've got a little bit to get started. We won't have room to put too much in anyway, so at this point. Actually, our cutoff was September 15th, and someone came up with and said you can't leave the sentence out if you were a big family and they weren't there, so I tried Bessie again, and she was reluctant to give me your name, so you, that's how you come to get in.
Yeah, well, my cousin, or a double cousin, Ruth phoned me, and it sounded like we would meet at her place, because, I mean, she was there, you know, I wasn't, I've never been there. I, in fact, I only met two or three of the people that are, I ever met Fred, and, personally.
Oh, I see.
Like, I was adopted out at 17 months, so I never really knew these people.
Oh, I see. You said your mother's name was?
Well, I didn't say, but it was Beatrice.
Oh, it was Beatrice, oh. We won't worry about that, but we will give you, what's, I spelled your name wrong.
Down on
the
oh, how do you spell it?
I thought she said Dolling.
I-N-G.
Dolling.
D-A-H. L-I-N-G.
If you help me by getting more information here.
Yep.
It'll be from information by Bob Down.
Okay.
And what I will do is write this as I hear it on the tape, and you will